Continue our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll open it up right to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll go to Jordan and then to Jacob, then to John. Everyone's shy this morning.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. We've heard different drivers kind of speak throughout the week on the Xfinity Series race last week, and I'm just curious your perspective on what you saw.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, it was really bad. I don't know what all has been, said already, so I don't want to add to the negativity of the week, but yeah, it wasn't impressive at all, for sure. It was just kind of embarrassing, I think more than anything. I think, we're better than that, and those guys are better than that, and I think it's, you just want to try to set a better example, I guess, on Sundays, and hope that gets taken to, taken to heart, somewhere in there, that not doing things like that is a better route, and, it wasn't just like the last lap thing. It was just the whole race. I mean, the whole race was just chaos. I mean, they were running over each other with 75 laps to go, it seemed like. And so, but anyways, I'm good on it. I think enough's probably been said.
At what point in the year, or maybe we're now, when you start really kind of assessing who's strong and who's kind of legit, championship contender team, that kind of thing? Is it this now, or is it later in the year?
Yeah, man, I think it's, it's all year for sure. It's still very early. I mean, it definitely is early in the season. I'm sure that, it's going to be the same crowd. I mean, it's the same crowd every year. Like, let's just, we don't have to beat around the bush. It's going to be the same people that are going to be good, in the last 15 weeks, of the year. And the people that are good, right now are just going to get better. And that's just how it is. So it'll be the same crowd as always when we get down to it.
We'll go right here in the middle to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Chase, you've been solid here in Cup, but not necessarily spectacular compared to some other tracks. Is there something about Darlington, perhaps, that just you've struggled to crack the code with here?
Yeah, for sure. It's been, I love Darlington. It just doesn't haven't got it to love me back. So maybe one day, maybe this week, maybe I can talk it into liking me this week.
What is it about this racetrack? We see so many even veterans struggle to master that high lane here more than anywhere else. I mean, we see the skill Homestead and other places, but what is it about this track specifically that makes running against the wall so challenging?
I mean, very similar to Homestead in a lot of ways. I think what makes it different here is Homestead, has a very gradual entry, where if you enter on the wall, it has this nice like radius to the corner. And in this place, the wall is kind of choppy and makes it hard to get against it, just right at the perfect time. And then you got the safer barrier that juts out, there into three. So, all those things kind of play a role, and then obviously the tire wear throughout a run here is extreme, just like it is at Homestead too. So it's always a challenge, but I think probably just the radius of the corners makes it a little different.
We'll go over here to the left to John. All the way.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So looking back last weekend at Martinsville, I was just curious. Some people said that it was still kind of hard to pass, even with, the tires that were wearing more. What's your thoughts on the state of, short track racing after, quite a few now?
Yeah, I thought it was better. It seemed like it's better, and you definitely have to be really mindful of how you either take care of your tire or don't at the beginning of the run. But I think we're in a better place than we were in the past. When I look at it, I think the tire is a big piece of that. I think I told y'all that last week. It seems like it matters quite a lot, and makes sense that you know, that's what touches the ground, and that's a big deal. So, I mean, the car plays a role for sure, and I think it has had improvements. But, yeah, I don't know that it's where it exactly needs to be, but I'm just not exactly sure how much better we're going to get it. You know, like, we can only piece together so much. But, look, motorsports is an aerodynamic game, and I think we just all need to understand that that's just part of it now, and we're not gonna run nose to tail at these places all the time. I don't care if you're going 70 miles an hour in the center of the corner or 170. Like, it's just, it matters a lot, and clean air is gonna be king. So you just hope that there's enough difference and enough challenge behind the wheel that you can do something different early in a run to make a difference in your car late. And I think as long as we achieve that, then we're doing all we can do. I thought we did more of that at Martinsville. I think we could still have a step more of that. I personally thought the tire felt really good. I thought the tire was in a pretty good place. Would just love some more power. You know, I think if you give some more power, you give guys an opportunity to make more mistakes and be harder on the tire, and we have a bunch of gears to choose from, so you can downshift or not downshift, and I just think that gives you an opportunity to really screw up bigger, which I think would be good, you know, if you can add to that and just make it to where guys who really are mindful of every aspect of the run would excel or fail.
And then obviously, you know, a few years into this new car, it's inevitable that there'll be discussions about, you know, what's next for the series, you know, new cars coming up. And I was curious, now that we are in this kind of spec car box, do you envision that probably being just the standard moving forward into the future generations?
It seems that way. You know, I don't have a crystal ball by any means, but, you know, I think that we're pretty deep down the road of the spec parts and the policing of things that way. And I think that's the way NASCAR wants to go with it. I think they've made that very loud and clear that this is the direction. And I think everybody's understanding of that. What's next? I don't know. You know, I think it's in an okay place right now. But whatever changes come down the road, I don't think it's going to be much different than what we have now. So, you know, with that being said, everyone is just going to continuously get closer and closer and closer and closer every year. And you'll certainly still have your standouts, don't get me wrong. And there'll always be a way to have a small advantage, but that advantage will become even more minute than it is today. So I think that's going to be – we're going to see more of that, you know, as time goes, because there are no secrets in that garage. I don't know if y'all know this, but you have guys that – leave one team, go to another team the next year. Like, there are no secrets in there. So everyone knows everything about everybody all the time. And, you know, what you got going on with your car, you know, who ran what setup last fall at all these places. So it's just, that's just what it is. And that's just the world we live in. Charlotte is a small area, and all these, and the garage is even a smaller group of people. So, you know, it's, that's just part of it. And, it just makes it more difficult to, you know, to find little advantages here and there, and you have to make sure that you're perfect. You got to be perfect. You got to be really good on Saturday, have a good pit box for Sunday, not lose any spots on pit road, and you're just going to see more and more of that, in my opinion.
We're going to come right here in the middle.
Hey, Chase, Dalton Hawks of Front Stretch. I don't remember the exact number, but I think it's around 19 cars this weekend that are not running a throwback paint scheme. I'm sure you've seen the talk on social media on if the throwback weekend has lost its luster. I'm curious on where you stand on that. Do you feel like this weekend has lost its luster over time?
I thought it lost it about 4 or 5 years ago, so I was way too early to that conversation, I think, but not to be a downer. But, I, you know, look, we're and I joked about this before, you know, years ago, but, like, if we kept going down the road, we're going to be throwing it back to me in, like, 2018. So, like, you know, at some point I think we gotta chill on it a little bit. I think we've rode the horse to death, and we tend to do that a little bit too much.
We'll go right next to Dalton. Go ahead.
Trent Warsham, frontstretch.com. Chase, growing up with your dad around the sport and stuff, seeing how driver's race back then. Where did the sport go wrong with that, essentially? Is it the points format today? Is it the cars being too safe? You know, the guys being so far removed these days from anything happening? Where do you think the sport went wrong with what we're seeing out there?
In what way? Like,
just what we saw last Saturday in the Xfinity Series, especially with the younger drivers.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that in a professional manner. So I'm just probably not going to. But you know, I think that there's a lot of reasons and parts and pieces to that and why that I think it has kind of come to that. But you gotta sit back and kind of look at it from a 1,000-foot view and understand, you know, why things are the way they are and the points and who's, you know, who's driving and the paths and just, it's a little bit of everything. So I don't think we have time to go into all of it, but, look, you know, we just, you know, for me at the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about how embarrassing it was last week, or we can sit here and try to encourage guys to do better. So let's just encourage people to do better and try to set a better example on Sundays. I really feel like throughout the entirety of this year, the Sunday races have been really good from that perspective. I thought that race at COTA, man, if you couldn't have a better example of how to race and not just, you know, 20-year veterans, but those guys that were racing for the win there. You had William and Christopher, guys who are on the younger side of life in the series, that set an incredible example, I thought, for everyone else. And, I think we just need to watch that stuff and appreciate that more. You know, we don't have to have side-by-side crashes, you know, to the line to have a good race. We can have a good race and it go green to the end or whatever. I think we need to celebrate some of those other things a little more than we celebrate the chaos. And I think that's part of the reason why we went wrong.
We're going to come down here in the front to Lee, and then to Kelly, and then we're going to wrap in the back.
Lee Spencer, Series 6, NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. 60% of your finishes at Bristol have been in the top 10. What do you attribute to that consistency?
Oh, I like Bristol. I think that's number one. I enjoy going up there. I think Alan had a really good grasp on that track really before I got there, you know, to work with him. And I think just over time we have developed a solid base of kind of the feel that I want and the feel that he knows that I need and want in the car. I would say a combination of all those things together, and I thought we had a really solid race there last fall. I thought we were right in the hunt with Kyle and had a shot at it there, so that was fun. And I hope we can do more of that. So I look forward to getting up there and trying to piece together a good day.
And do you have anything exciting planned for the off week?
Nothing exciting. No races or anything scheduled. So just. Gonna try to enjoy it. You know, it's a long road after that, all the way to the end this year. So, really try to reset and get the batteries recharged and ready to go to the final stretch.
We'll go to Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Chase, do you use the cool shirt? And if you do, is there races or a race in particular that comes to mind where you're really thankful to have it?
I'm kind of one of the guys. I go back and forth. Some weeks I use it, some weeks I don't. Certainly as we get to these summer months, you're going to want it, for sure. I'm trying to think of a, good example. This race, honestly, I mean, I feel like this race is always the first hot one, of the year, it seems like. And then, certainly the 500-mile race in the fall. Here it's still pretty hot, when we get back here. But there are a bunch of races that you're thankful to have that. Some weeks not necessary at all. You can kind of get through it, and other weeks I do think it makes it certainly helps. Just your fatigue level when you get to the end of these things.
The second thing I wanted to ask was going back to what you said about trying to get Darlington to love you back. How much of it is circumstance of trying to get a finish the team deserves, or is there something you're chasing here, balance or feel, that you just haven't hit on?
Yeah, I mean, I was just joking. It's totally me. It's not the track. It's me, not you, right? But yeah, it is definitely, you know, totally on me, and you know, I think just the feel that I need in the car, and yeah, just, you know, been a hunt to try and find that and find what I want, and thought we had a nice week of prep, you know, this week, and have a good game plan, I hope, and just kind of start and practice on a high note. You know, this Xfinity race is going to be, you know, been a year since I've driven one of those things, and then, you know, jumping back and forth, I always find to be a little bit of a challenge. So, looking forward to getting going over there, and hopefully those laps will help me, you know, just get kind of comfortable with the racetrack and visualize things how I think they need to be, and then, yeah, when we get out there and cut practice, try to get going and get going quick.
We'll take one final question in the back.
Hey, Chase, Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. It's certainly not uncharted waters for you guys at Hendrick to be atop the standings early in the season, and all four of you guys solidly top 10 in points. What do you attribute most to your ability consistently to get off to strong starts to this season?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the company as a whole has done a great job over the winter, you know, to build really, really fast race cars. I think there's some areas that we can be better. You know, I really don't think we're at our best. Really any of us, honestly. So it's encouraging to see that you know, we can pretty confidently say, hey, that, you know, these are flaws, you know, these are areas that can certainly have improvement. So that's an exciting place to be, in my opinion, because there's so much more racing left this year and opportunities to, you know, get where we want to be, and I think we can do that. So, yeah, the company is just in a good spot. Everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction, and we got to keep that up.
And a quick follow-up. You mentioned how there's a lot of movement in the garage these days, but your driver lineup, you guys have stayed intact now for half a decade, hard to believe. And as the veteran driver in that stable, how would you say just building that chemistry year to year with Kyle and Alex and William has kind of benefited you guys to get to this point?
Yeah, I just think we have a really good working relationship. I mean, none of us are best friends off the racetrack. You know, we don't hang out, not because we don't like each other. We just kind of run in different circles. But we have a really good working relationship when we show up and we have our meetings. I think everybody's open and honest and willing to help one another. We show each other a lot of, you know, respect on the racetrack and just kind of how it should be, you know, and you know, those guys give me respect, and I'm going to give it back at least that much and probably then some. That's just how I am. And I enjoy being around guys like that who, you know, are hungry and want to get the job done for their team, but also kind of have the bigger picture, the big picture of just the company in mind and are willing to, you know, help us all get better together and be stronger, you know, as a four-car stable.
All right, Chase, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.